We were talking about how fast people have ever driven on the road. Somebody 163 miles an hour in a Chevy, 1974.
Jordan Addison,
131 on the Autobahn. Mm. Adam, how many squirrels are there in St. Paul, excluding your friends? How many?
Gosh, what do you think the ballpark on squirrels is?
Too many.
2 million? Think there are a million squirrels in St. Paul? Probably not, huh?
No, I don't think there's a million squirrels.
Could be.
I don't know. How do you know?
You counting squirrels over there?
I know the squirrel community
right.
better than anyone.
Can I interject with this?
That I can tell you.
I just had the most awkward bathroom interaction, and I fully blame myself. I walked into the bathroom just quickly to get one out before I can, you know.
Excuse me?
Pee, I'm talking number one.
Excuse me?
And I walked in.
What is happening?
And I had my head down, and I walked around the corner, and Dan Cook was in there, and I panicked. I didn't think anybody was in there, and I freaked out for some reason. I just got closer to him. I'm like, hey! And I was just like, and Dan was just like, okay, hey, how you doing? And it was just the most. And
hey, coach, you want to back away?
Yeah, right, yeah. Dan's like, hey.
Space? Yeah. Is this the first time you've walked into a bathroom and someone else was in the bathroom?
No, usually, you know, you peek at the mirror, see if somebody's there, and then you kind of, you know, you abort the mission.
I'm with you. Duck into a stall. I'm with you. I like
and especially in that bathroom. You're not standing, you know, shoulder to shoulder with somebody going.
Awful.
So Dan, I apologize.
How's Dan feeling right now?
It was weird, and like I said, it was totally on me, and it's. I just couldn't believe it.
Would you like to apologize?
I apologize to everybody who's ever had an awkward bathroom interaction.
Adam, have you ever got lost in a car trip in the middle of nowhere with no cell service? This happened to my wife and I this past Friday night, middle of Wisconsin, trying to get to Oshkosh with our smartphones telling us to take certain side roads. Thankfully, we found our way back and called our hotel for directions. Eventually made it to Oshkosh over 2 hours later than we expected.
Yeesh. I don't think so. I don't remember. I mean, I've been lost before, but that was like pre-cell phone days.
You ran McNally? I mean, nothing phases
Hudson,
you now?
The old Hudson
yes,
book?
Yes. Adam, reading text here. We're going to get to Sue in a second. Adam, who is your favorite vice president and least favorite?
Wow. I was always a Spiro Agnew guy.
You just love Spiro, don't you?
Spiro Agnew.
Other Spiros, text me 651-461-9226.
Isn't there an announcer, Spiro?
Spiro Dedis.
Spiro Dedis.
Yes. Formerly with the Lakers, now maybe the Knicks. CBS. Good looking chap.
John Adams. I mean, the first vice
John
president.
Adams. Okay, who's your least favorite?
I don't know. Did we have a really bad, like, you know, Andrew Johnson? Now that the more I learn about Andrew Johnson, not good.
Let's go to Sue, who's called in. We love the calls for Ask Adam Anything. Sue, thanks for listening. What's on your mind?
Hi. So I've got a hypothetical situation here for Adam, and I feel like I'm sort of in a tight spot. So I just happen to be starting pretty decent sized landscape project in my backyard and actually putting in a fire pit. And the guys, good crew, good guys, but we're working really close to a utility easement, which I didn't really think much about. And so now we've hit a huge line down into a pond, and we have city people here.
Oh,
I'm sort of freaking out. I don't know what to do. I don't even know what to do. I'm looking for some help.
I've just out of respect for the homeowner that you're working on, you know, probably consider the job gratis, you know, like make it a free, you know, say, hey, we made a mistake.
What?
The project, it's on us. And I think that would probably help the situation.
Think that's the right course of action. I mean, technically, they called in utilities. The city knows about it. I think it's probably the city's fault.
How How would you say your interactions have been with the homeowner so far?
To be honest, he's sort of an asshole.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, can I not say that? I don't know.
No.
You could. I mean, it's true, but you wow. can't say that. But he just told us what he does in the bathroom, you know, so I don't know if that was any better either.
Oh, that's my case.
Yes. Good luck with this. Here's a word you can use, jackass.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. Now I know.
Thank you.
I've learned so much today.
It's that's what we do here. We teach.
Inform.
Yeah, we teach.
We laugh and we learn.
Yeah. Some problems at the mansion, I take it?
No. Everything's out of control.
Adam, favorite toy as a child from the texters. Reading a lot of texts here.
Oh, man. Like as Matchbox cars?
Yes, they count.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, you know, there wasn't one specific Matchbox car that I had, but I think
as of the ramp and everything?
As a group. Yeah, I had some, like a gas station, I think, you know.
Ooh, a gas station.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
That's kind of, isn't that the standard with the ramp, though? The gas station?
Is there
right
a
there?
Ramp there, too? Well, there's like a parking ramp, I remember.
I thought you came out of the parking ramp and then the gas station.
Gas station right there, yeah.
What do you have, like a track thing?
Hey, here's a parking ramp. I mean, like. What are we doing?
Now kids have like right. 19 devices.
Yes.
Hey, what do you think of this thing right here? I was listening to station a week or two ago, and they're announcing where they were going to vote on him for the National Toy Hall of Fame.
Mm.
And the one that stood out to me most, a balloon. Have we run out of ideas
balloon.
For the National Toy Hall of Fame? They were going to vote on a balloon. Now, God knows what you and the lobster do with, you know, your balloons at home.
At fish concerts, people know what balloons are for.
I'm sure they do. No.
Oh, come on. A balloon is a toy. How many kids have played with balloons before?
Not in the National Toy Hall
oh,
of
yes,
Fame.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Oh, unquestionable. Yeah.
You guys put Nishioka in the baseball Hall of Fame,
not,
too?
Not all of us can afford the high-priced toys. Some of us just had a bag of balloons when we were young. Go outside. Have fun.
Suck the helium. Does that explain a lot?
Come back in and when you're done. You can put water in them. You can put helium in it. You can put nitrous oxide in them if that's your thing.
Okay. Tremendously versatile. You're
yes.
Right. Just straight air.
You can make them
bop it in the air.
You make them into animals? Balloon animals?
Mm-hmm. Not Hall of Fame status.
Oh.
No.
Au contraire.
Fine. It's fine. The balloons are fine. The National Hall of Fame is for the elite. Yes or no? Text me 651-461-9226. You're the czar of the National Toy Hall of Fame. You are the final vote on a balloon. Yes or no? Back with that answer in seconds on CCO. What do we got for a theme today, Harrigan?
It's one of my favorite days of the year, perhaps the favorite day of the year, because, you know, I'm an enthusiast when it comes to everything. Question marks, exclamation points, hyphens.
Mr. Punctuation?
Punctuation
nice.
Day. So we'll be hearing from bands and artists with punctuation marks in the name.
Jay-Z.
Yeah.
A little hyphen there.
Hyphen.
We heard from Wham! Earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Do we think individuals use the exclamation point too much when they're texting? Because I think I've fallen into that category now. Like if I see someone else, it's a normal dialogue, and they're using the exclamation point, I feel like I want to meet their enthusiasm, and then I kind of feel ashamed afterwards.
So you're like, you're peer pressured into exclamation point usage?
Yes, I have been.
Resist.
You much of an exclamation point guy?
Yeah.
So you're not resisting yourself?
I'm not resisting, no.
Dave, resisting?
I try to resist, but sometimes it is difficult. How many times do you get an email that's about something completely mundane? You know, hey, can you fill out your time card or whatever? And then at the end, thanks!
Yeah.
Exclamation point. That was unnecessary.
But I'll say, like, you have to have it. And like, if my wife texts me, hey, do you want to join me for this or this? If I just take back, sure.
She's worried.
She'll text back. You don't have to go if you want. No, I have to put the exclamation point at the end of sure.
Okay, the lobster needs to call in right away. We need to discuss that. I mean, how many? I mean, is this going to be three or four exclamation points, or is one suffice?
Oh, one is enough.
A texter. Me too. Double exclamation point.
All caps.
The best 49 cents I ever spent, by the way, exclamation point, yes to balloons.
Thank you.
To the deflator chief. Balloon is a fine toy that brings much joy. Would you also deny us hoop and stick? Exclamation hoop points are stick. Stupid. Double exclamation points. Next up for jurisdiction of the Toy Hall of Fame, ball. Not anything specific, just ball.
Happy fun ball.
Are you fine? Are you fine with just the ball?
Yes.
A ball is in the
How many? Again, you elitist toy snobs.
I want a certain ball to go in, or if it's the balloons that are used by the clowns to entertain the kids, yes, but not balloon.
What about jacks?
Sure, that's fine. I have no problem with that. Adam, what is your favorite Metallica song?
Fade to Black.
Adam, in the Disney movie Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, which one is your favorite dwarf? We're talking about the one that kids watch, not the one you watched at 11:30 at night, okay? That's a different one, okay? I don't want to hear which dwarf you like in particular. And by the way, can I say dwarf as many times as I said
it? I don't think you can
it?
Anymore.
Okay, it's Snow White. I'm
and
not
the
just,
seven little people.
It's not my fault.
I was always a sneezy guy.
Sneezy?
I think
because of your allergies.
I was in a parade as a kid, and I was sneezy. So I had to go,
Adam, this Saturday, we're getting an excellent text here. Adam, this Saturday is National Good Neighbor Day. What will you be doing?
Saturday? Well, my neighbor is a big Packer fan. I was thinking Sunday we could get together for the border battle.
When did you guys head over, you and the Lobster, to Lambeau? Was it 2 years ago?
It was, yes, it was 2 years. It was Aaron Rodgers' last home victory at Lambeau Field.
DeRusha now is sending me balloon with balloons popping up on the yes. phone. Very good. Donald John Trump yesterday, because he's mad. Colbert goes at him all the time. Kimmel goes at him all the time. Does Fallon go at Trump much?
A little, not much, though.
Okay. But he's lamenting. He's like, where's Johnny Carson? As many people pointed out, said, well, Don, I hate to tell you this, but he's been dead for, what, 18, 19 years?
Yeah.
Something like that. 10 years from today, September, what are we, 24th, 2034, will late night TV shows Ooh. Exist? Because Kimmel's one to say no.
I don't think so either. I don't know what's going to happen. I just don't know if, like, TV, like, young people just don't watch TV.
More likely, well, you're not suggesting, are you suggesting all of TV is not going to exist in 10
TV
years?
TV will not exist in 10 years. Oh, mark it down.
Totally wrong there.
No, I mean, it will, but I get we consume little bits and.
Well, that's the thing, and that's what Kimmel said. He said, our numbers, and maybe he's trying to justify his numbers, too. It's like all you have to do is YouTube, TikTok, Insta,
yeah,
and it's right there. If someone as brilliant as Carson or Letterman, to me, I'm Letterman 1, Carson 2, and then everybody else is a distant third, okay? Would they become a phenomenon as those two people did? Are those days
gone? I
don't
think those days are gone. It's just like the Anchorman. You can't, like, there's, like, just watched the Dan Rather documentary. Like, you're never going to have a Dan Rather.
You're watching a lot of TV. You keep bringing up these shows to me. You
know, I know.
I've moved on to books.
Yeah, right.
And jazz. And
well, I mean, I read the Dan Rather autobiography.
And so Smoking Pipe. You know,
I'm Dan Rather.
Yeah. How was it?
It was good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is he pretty honest about himself?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
And you were texting me last night about Stop the Steal?
Yes, Stopping the Steal, yes.
Stopping the Steal?
Yeah.
It's going to happen again. You know that, right?
Right.
It's a good one. Adam, did you ever attend a Diddy White party? Any details?
Thankfully, I did not.
Adam, what is your favorite lure to use when fishing for bass? And there's about 17 exclamation points.
Well, I've largemouth bass. I mean, in about a week, I'll be using a little top water with a little bubbler, the little propeller on either side.
It's all luck. It doesn't matter.
No, it's not.
Harrigan and I could walk out and have every bit the same chance.
Yeah.
Texter, Jimmy Fallon is the only late-night comedian that is worth watching. He rarely involves himself with politics. That politics, that's why Johnny Carson was so good. Johnny Carson was not so good because he didn't talk politics. Right. He was so good because he was brilliant.
He was good.
And talented. Yeah. And the bits they would do and the interviews and the camaraderie. And if Johnny Carson was on TV today, he'd be talking politics.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, it's just like we hear Boone and Erickson or Cannon and Howard Fiken, all brilliant broadcasters. Would all of them be successful? I bet they all would. And they would adapt to what is going on now. And, by the way, if we don't keep adapting, we're done. But and I don't fault people for saying, well, I like that better. You have that option. But it's how people consume now. All right, you got your bag? You're going to hike?
Hike.
When do we know if we need to come get you? The hike goes bad.
Well, there's still cell service in the place I hike, so I should be okay.
All right, hit the button, Dave.